Blog Talk Radio.
Ow! Oh! Woo! Spread that!
To stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Sometimes you can see all If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
But what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we acquired knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction.
Be worse.
So, I could be. I could
yeah,
very
so
well be.
So be grateful for that. Now, do you mind if I go into something?
Sure, go ahead. I got a clip to play, but go ahead.
Okay. What made me remember this was you played the song Self-Destruction, and the topic of the show is about the prisoners.
Prison by consent.
Prison.
The prison we're
prison
in.
Prison by
it's
consent.
This one.
Yes.
Right.
Now, the boy, his name was Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
16, well, he was 15 when he was sentenced in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
To 118 years and six mm-hmm. life sentences for
mm-hmm.
a robbery. No murder.
Right.
Now,
right.
yes, it was self-destruction, because the child had no business doing it. But
right.
Does that mean that he should be in jail for the rest of his life? Six life sentences?
Well, was there any victims? Did anybody get hurt or die?
No one died.
Was it?
I put the link in the chat room. No one died. No murder. I'm sorry. No murder.
Right. Okay.
And he was with two other boys.
Right.
They robbed for cash and marijuana that was there. So, yes, the boy was wrong. And, yes, he does deserve some time.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to say that he doesn't. But
right.
Six life sentences and 118 years?
Something ain't right about that.
Yes. I put a link in the chat room. It's in the chat room, and I'll get another one for you. But
okay. Yeah, that'd be really interesting. Oh,
yes,
Ava is on the switchboard. Oh, I'm sorry, Ava.
That's Joe.
Hey,
hey, Ron. How you doing, Ron? Hey, Antoinette. How you doing?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Okay. So,
good.
You want me to wait until you finish your clip, or do you want me to go into my little commentary?
Sure, go ahead. I'm in no big hurry to do the clip. No big hurry about it.
Okay, well, I'll wait till Antoinette finishes because she's talking about this kid. My commentary isn't about the kid. It's going to be about the prison that you're talking about. So I'll wait till Antoinette's finished.
Okay.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, yes, this boy was wrong. And, you know, 15, he still has no business robbing anybody. You know, no one has any right to rob anyone. But no one was murdered, thank God. But
the sentence is too extreme.
The sentence is too extreme. You know, six life sentences and plus 118 years.
I could probably see life, but with option of parole. You know what I mean?
His the people that were with him got 10 years because they cooperated.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, I'll look at that.
And because he chose to go to have a jury trial, you know, he gets six life sentences plus 118 years.
Well, that's how the extortion racket goes. He wouldn't take
and
a
this
plea
is
bargain.
In Virginia. And Virginia is a commonwealth state. So I thought they went by common law. So I guess they don't,
No. None of them want to. They have to if they're told so, but they don't want to.
Well, this ties into what Ron's theme is about. This is about being a prison on this particular planet. I mean, being in prison on this particular planet and about the asteroid called Earth being a prison because the governments, all governments, their particular aim is to make people prisoners until they find the technology that can actually wipe out their own citizenry. So I'm on your link right now, Antoinette. The kid is, 16 years of age? Up until a few years ago.
Yeah, he was 15 when it happened.
Okay, when he was 15.
Yeah.
When you were 15, 14, 16... you were not tried as an adult unless the crime was especially egregious. Now, I don't know if he participated in an armed robbery. Did he?
Yes.
Okay, it was an armed robbery. Was he inside the store?
Armed robbery of drug dealers and, you know, where, you know, at this party or something where they took cash and marijuana. And I'm not saying that the child was right in the... You know, the child should not have jail time. I mean, and I hate to say that. But, you know, a couple years, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years. But 118 plus, six life sentences?
Yeah, well, it seems to be an exorbitant sentence. I'd have to take a look at the trial itself, the transcript, to see what transpired. On its face, it absolutely seemed like it's way out of line, especially for a 15, 16-year-old. But again, I'd have to take a look at it. And, as I said before, 15, 16-year-olds, even if they committed murder, were not tried as adults. So the governmental policy is changing. They're trying to put people away for texting and for sexting. So I'm not surprised that this kid got the sentence that he has, okay? And if I read the transcript, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a gun in his hand trying to rob the drug dealers or whatever happened.
He did have a gun. It was robbery. It was armed robbery.
Right. So armed robbery is a major offense, okay? You don't want to have a gun stuck in your face, and the law does treat that, you know, yeah, and it treats that rather harshly. Should the kid be tried as an adult, that can be up for debate. But all I'm saying is that the policy at one time, you didn't try kids as adults. But
yes,
now they are. So it is going back to the major intent of our particular government and most governments on the planet. They want to control us. They want to put us in prison. They want to make sure that they have us under their control, not because they want to try to make sure that the nation, that the civilization will be civilized, but just for control purposes. My particular thought on it is that it's for eugenics.
Yes, I agree.
You know, so that's my commentary.
Yes, I think it's extreme, especially when it is so many children now that are getting life sentences. And, you know, I mean, you just had, what, I think last week, the week before, 2 or 3 weeks ago, okay, within that range, where they arrested some judges in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
For
kid trafficking, probably, right?
Yeah, you know, for, you know, just the way how they did their sentencing and things
that. All right, for just normal corruption. Okay.
Yes, but remember even a couple years back where they got the judge in Pennsylvania again where it came to giving those children extreme sentencing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was being paid off, yeah.
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 So, you know, what, I mean, I understand 15 and 16, you know, there are some things you know not to do. You know not to do. So that's the reason why I said, yes, he deserves some time. And I, you know, I truly hate to say that. But he does. But he doesn't deserve his life.
Well, he doesn't deserve six times six, lifetime six. So I'm going to have to agree with you on that. So
yeah,
murderers get less time. Yeah,
yeah, and 118 years.
Mm-hmm.
See, six life sentences and 118 years.
Yeah. You know, it would be interesting to read the transcript of this particular case, because from what you've said, the other ones who were involved, they didn't go to a jury trial. They probably pleaded out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid was defying the government, so they had to teach him and anybody else who was going to defy the government a lesson. And I really would like to read the transcript on this, because six, lifetime six, is really obviously, flagrantly too much.
Yes. And they're working on a plea bargain to get it down to 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's how his whole life in jail, you know, even, okay, he gets it down to 40. He's 16 now. So he'll be 56 when he gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord, he's going to go right back. What else would he know but prison? And so, you know, 15, 16, what he is now, but he's 16. And he's in the adult prison. Isn't that the way how they go? They put the children in adult prison.
So. I think they're probably mixing them in with the general population, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, what's that doing to that child's life? I mean, and granted, he did this to himself because he had no business robbing anyone. regardless if the ones that he robbed was in the wrong, because they shouldn't have had the drugs. But, well, there really is no but. All of them were wrong. But it's just that the sentence was too extreme.
Mm-hmm. What kind of clip are you going to play, Ron?
He'll be right back.
Okay, what kind of clip is he playing, do you know?
I know it's on the prisons.
Okay.
I believe that's what it's on, it's the prisons.
Is it going to be on prisons, or is it going to be on the fact that we are citizens of a governmental policy that makes us prisoners without our knowing about it?
That's a very good point. I don't know how that... I don't know. I just
okay.
know he's doing a clip. I couldn't tell you what it is. I'm just making an assumption. I'm sorry.
All right. So you guys started what, at 11 o'clock? Or about 30
yeah.
minutes ago or so? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are back on the air. All right.
Yeah, we've been back on for, what, about a month, I guess?
Oh, really?
Or 3 weeks, something like that.
I know I was on one of the shows.
Yes, you were.
Are you doing this twice a week, three times a week, or what?
Well, Ron's intention was every day. Now, I don't know about every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, and we have another person on that's on the board. I hate 111s. Oh, that's you, isn't it?
Well, I'm one of them. Who's the
okay,
other one?
Okay, and that's you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know what? I don't like 111s because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I know, and sometimes it drive-bys, but this is, there's nobody in the chat room, right? So I doubt if you're going to be getting any kind of drive-by.
Oh, no, we get down here. It doesn't have to be anybody in the chat room. No, they like to call and mess with us.
Mm-hmm. I used to like that when I was co-hosting shows, when they would drive by, because then I'd like to make fun of them. And then they try to get into a little verbal tete-a-tete, but then they'd lose, and then and they'd leave, and then they wouldn't even come back. It would make for a humorous type of episode.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I had one last. We had them last night. Last night we got attacked by trolls.
The
one told me that he was going to smack the black off of me.
Yeah, you're going to get them. Yeah, you get them.
Ow. I told him to come on.
Hmm.
And I hope that his family had good life insurance on him.
Did you have a lot of guests in that chat room at the time?
They had crazy names.
Oh, yeah, because they like to do it in bunches. They're, they're university kids, and they like to they like to do this nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah, and I told Ron, I said, well, we done hit somebody's radar.
Yeah. You know, they like to do this stupid shit. They got nothing better to do but get drunk and then call up talk shows.
Yeah, because so, you know, I guess basically they were against me because I'm the black one.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So when they would call me one, I would tell them, honey, look in the mirror. Bless you. You know, because it doesn't come with a color. Ignorant doesn't
have
to be
now?
A color. Yes, we can. Yes.
Antoinette.
Ron Reck.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Ron.
You can't hear me now. I lost connection for some reason.
Oh, you do?
Oh, really?
I lost connection. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened. I was pulling with my mixer board, and I was trying to pump my mixer board
away.
The clip. Well, I did for a second. I was reading that article, and I was, you know, I had nothing to do, and I went to switch back over to talk, and that's trying to answer Joe's question about what clip I was like. What I'm playing is called Invisible Empire. Okay.
I think I've seen it. That's a good clip.
I never heard of that one.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Are you playing the whole thing? I think that's about an hour and a half long.
No. I'm not playing long verse. No, it's 16 minutes long.
Okay.
16 minutes. Yeah. I think. Hopefully, if I get the sound to work correct, I'm having to mix. I bought a new mixer board for all this. But I've been having issues with it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with it. But usually, I can pipe it all into my computer. But I got to use my mic speakers to do this. You know, so you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting.
Oh boy, that's
great.
Yeah, I got to do it the old-fashioned hard way, you know?
Yeah, isn't this the one that has Bush talking about the New World Order?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I just got a clip of it earlier. Somebody sent it to me, and I went and checked it out. A little bit of it, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it does have a copyright on its disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research, fair use, blah, 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 blah. You know all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's got an intro on it. It's got a warning. Okay. It says, do not watch this film if you rely on the rigid belief system to give your life a false sense of security and meaning. The information presented in this film is potentially life-changing, but must be watched with an open mind. Unless you are willing to put everything you think you know temporarily on hold and open up to the possibility that you have been systematically deceived and lied to your entire life, this film is not for you. So, anyway. We can't watch the film, but...
Well, I'm ready for the 16 minutes, because if it's what I think it is, it's going to be very interesting. It should be
right.
Interesting to other people, too.
There we go. Let's give her a shot. Tell me how it sounds.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Not yet, no.
it's going slow. So I'll kick the gain up on this box, and we'll see if we can get the volume right. It's just doing some introduction shit. Can you hear it?
Yeah, but it's low.
According to a report entitled "The Federal Reserve Directive,"
is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Let me see if I can hear it on the speaker.
House of Representatives in August 1976, it was concluded that all major financial banking.
It's too low coming through the speaker. It sounds like it's in a bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, the Lehman Rothschild Bank.
That's how they've recorded it. I can't assess that too much.
Okay. Can you turn it up?
Recently dissolved from the Creative Economic Crisis.
I need to get my damn mic stand in here.
Citibank, Chase Manhattan, and many others.
All right, I'm going to listen to it on the speakers now.
Every time a taxpayer pays a tax, they're transferring their labor to the Queen of England and her heirs. Who are her heirs, you may be asking?
Is that better?
All of your presidents and high office officials who are related to the aristocracy by blood. These officials are more commonly...
Can you hear it, Joe?
It's louder, but it's not intelligible. You know,
a man belonging to the higher
can't understand what they're saying.
Entry, ranking immediately below a knight. To represent the crown, esquires or attorneys were used to handle the legal process of infiltrating the Americans.
Still not better?
I'll just deal with it. I'm gonna put my phone down. I'm gonna listen to it on speakers, and then I'm gonna fix something to eat while I'm there.
Okay, I'm gonna try to crank a little more.
But what you may not have heard is that Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and John Jay were all esquires to the crown. They negotiated the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783 on behalf of the United States. It becomes clearer now why the treaty seems to align in favor of the British, even though they supposedly lost the war. The Paris Peace Treaty did not give America title to land. The king's possessions in America were protected and governed by corporate charters. Benjamin Franklin visited England and France many times during the Revolutionary War. Again, the British just moved from over control of the 13 colonies to covert control. After the Civil War, the United States was financially weakened. Low on resources and still struggling to put the country back together, America needed money. The international bankers were right there to lend us all that we needed. In 1871, Congress cut a deal with the Rothschild bankers to incur debt, which would allow the establishment of a new government controlled by foreign money interests. Under the Legislative Act of February 21st, 1871, the United States government incorporated as a commercial enterprise to do business for profit. What that means is that the United States of America changed from a country into a corporation. What you must understand is that this changed the entire process of how our government works and its overall objective as an enterprise. This legislative act of 1871 designated the District of Columbia under a separate form of government with separate jurisdiction from the rest of the Union States, with the United States of America, now incorporated as a commercial enterprise. The country could borrow huge sums of money from the international bankers. The debt would eventually get so high that by 1933, just 62 years later, the United States would have to file for Chapter 11. Because of the Legislative Act of February 21st, 1871, Washington, D.C. is not a state, but a jurisdiction called the District of Columbia. The evidence for this fact can be found in the 41st Congress, Section 3, Chapter 62, 1871. It states, an act to provide a government for the District of Columbia be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States and Congress Assembly, that all that part of the territory of the United States, including within the limits of the District of Columbia, be, and the same is hereby created into a government by the name of the District of Columbia, by which name is hereby constituted a body corporate for municipal purposes, and may be contracted and be contracted with, sue, in short, the 50 states are separate from the jurisdictional land of the District of Columbia. This district is a corporation formed the United States of America. Contrary to what we were taught in school, the United States is not a country. It is a corporation like IBM, General Motors, or Microsoft. This corporation has legal jurisdictions to business and create franchises. Consider the other 50 states as franchises for the parent company of the United States of America. This is why we have a president and not a king or queen. Only kings or queens can rule countries. Legally, a president cannot rule over a country, but can make decisions on behalf of the king or queen. In the case of the United States, that is exactly what our president does. Countries don't have presidents. Corporations do. Whenever the president is being introduced, he or she may be referred to as the President of the United States. The United States of America is no different than General Motors of Detroit or Sears and Roebuck of Chicago. These descriptions are referring to companies which reside in a specific jurisdictional area. In Volume 20, Corpus Juris Secundum, 1785, it states, the United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to a state. Each of the 50 states is foreign to the other. This is why you can gamble in Las Vegas, Nevada, but not in Utah. This is also the reason why persons who commit crimes in one state and flee to another are extradited back to the state where the crime was committed. This is done because under law, the state where the crime was committed is the only state that has jurisdictional authority. Under business law, every corporation must have a president, a secretary of treasury, and so on. Our president is the President of the United States of America. He is not the President of America. This concept can be somewhat confusing, especially since America and the United States is constantly being sold to the public as existing in the same jurisdictional area on the map. The only connection the 50 states have to the United States Corporation is, again, either by contract and or franchise agreement. A part of this franchise agreement is designated by the status of individuals who call themselves citizens. This contract between the United States of America and the 50 separate states is called an adhesion citizens contract. This adhesion citizens contract is known as the 14th Amendment, which was ratified on July 28, 1868. The second part of the franchise definition mentions that it allows an individual or group to carry out specific commercial activities. These activities fall into a category called interstate commerce. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution is known as the Commerce Clause. It states that Congress has the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations among the states and with the Indian tribes of the time. This power fell under a regulatory body called the Interstate Commerce Commission, or ICC, in 1887. Each time you sign your name or pledge an oath, you are treated with respect. You may be asking, what about American citizenship? In law, when you see the words American citizen, this denotes that you are a United States citizen contracted into with the birth certificate, social security number, or through your state franchise agreement, which is the adhesion contract with the 14th Amendment. It is critical that you understand that you are not and cannot be an American. An American is a person who has not made a contractual agreement with the United States Corporation. Remember, you are not an American. You are legally a citizen living in a foreign state. This authorization granted by the corporation called the United States of America can be tied into three main areas of contract, three of which they have mentioned. We look at the 14th Amendment and we realize that this amendment was really a contract. It was an adhesion contract between the United States government and the citizenry of this country. What that meant for African Americans was this. It meant that the old days of slave ownership, where a white male owned a slave on a plantation, was done away with. And what the owners who owned those slaves did was transfer their property, which were the slaves, from the slave owner to the United States government under the 14th Amendment. And if you recall, when you study history, you'll know that many of the southern states and those slave owners were compensated for transferring their property over to the United States government. So what that means for black folks is this, is that you are not free. You are what is called emancipated. And an emancipation is not freedom. Emancipation is the transfer of property from one owner to another owner. This process has nothing to do with sovereignty. Citizen of the United States Corporation or American cannot be sovereign because they do not own the land or have their title to land. Further, these persons have not established a military to take the land or to create their own land within the continental of the United States.
at one source of all power. All power proceeds from one source and also returns to it. All our power is borrowed power, and the majority expression of it is in resistance. Then you need not break. Though heaven prefers no man, the wise man prefers heaven. The lives and teachings of all the masters of the East and many elsewhere all echo the same truth concerning the means to realization, liberation, and enlightenment.
Judge, shut up.
Another problem surfaces with people who seek partial enlightenment or full enlightenment. There is a big difference and a strong impetus to take yourself seriously, which is why every bona fide master is as humble as dirt. There is no way to get it all back. They are a doorway. Sitting outside the person who possesses the goods is sitting outside the door. Sitting within the resonance of the one who has the goods is the key.
The
key person must prove the truth and value what they hear by the time-honored process of testing and experiencing what they encounter. The proof is in the putting. It either is or it is not. That will be revealed in the transits of inquiry. All inquiry is some version of self-inquiry because we contain everything within us. Once again, these are words, and once again, people nod their heads and say, yes, I believe this is so. And once again, they go back to doing what they were doing before they heard it last time.
All right. I'm sorry you guys can hear that very good, but, you know, I tried. I'll promise to do better next time. But anyway, I'm having problems with my mixer board. I don't know why, but I am. Oh, shit. Anyway, ow, no, I didn't do that. Bring it back. Sorry about that, kids. I was going to put it in the chat room so you could listen to it. Shit. It's Monday, day after Labor Day. No, Memorial Day. Shit, I should have stayed in bed tonight. I should never got up.
Did you say it was Monday after Labor Day?
Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday.
It's
Monday
not
after
Monday.
Labor Day. Keep her white more.
Okay, it's time for you to go rest your eyes.
I got three pages up at one time. I can't think straight. Hold on. I lost the clip. I lost everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, when you get the opportunity, could you put the link in the chat room?
Well, I'd like to, but I lost it. That's what I was
when you get
to
the chance and you get it.
Well, if I find it, I'll put it back up in there. I will put it in there.
Yes. Ron, his sentence was reduced to 40 years.
What's that?
Okay, good. His sentence was reduced to 40 years.
I was reduced to 40 years?
Yes.
Well, that's still too much. I mean, shoot, he was 15 years old, commits robbery, and he gets 6 life terms and 100 million years. That's insane.
118 years. So now they reduced it to 40 years.
For robbing a party, and nobody got hurt. Ain't that crazy? That is straight.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go show you. We're
in Virginia.
Control, man. Everything's a contract.
Yeah.
Everything.
You know, I'm going to say this, and I know later we're going to get some flack about it.
Probably.
But isn't it something? This child's name is Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of killing him, well, basically you're taking his life away by putting him in jail for you know, all them years. Now,
right.
They were describing Trayvon Martin as a thug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so by this child being named Trayvon, is that to say, see, if Zimmerman didn't kill him, this Trayvon would have been doing that?
Yeah, that is kind of, I was wondering that myself, the same name, shit.
Yeah, it's spelled differently.
Right.
Because his is spelled with an I instead of a Y in it. But
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, like, hmm, isn't that kind of ironic?
It's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Both
teenagers.
Why is Joe going by Ava India? What is that?
I don't know. He's ever since I've known Joe on Blog Talk, that's what he went by.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
If it works for
him. You have to ask Joe about that. You can't ask
him. I have nothing to say.
I don't either.
I have nothing to say. Joe's all right. I never had a problem out of him. Some people have, but they've all, everybody's had a problem out of somebody.
Yes, that is so true.
Now it's the job. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm having technical problems tonight. I did check my computer, and I am good.
Oh, good. I had 16 trackings.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. But anyway, the point of the clip was, I mean, I'm sorry you didn't hear it, but what it's about, explains you what happened, why we're the United States is a corporation. You know, presidents don't run countries. You know, kings and queens
mm-hmm.
run countries. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's all a corporation. People don't know. You were born in this after this shit's done happened, so you won't know. You know?
Right.
So,
and that's true.
That's just good. Yeah. And they planned it that way. Exactly.
Yes,
they planned it exactly that way. Mm-hmm. Yep. But hey, it's either your cat's
yeah,
on to what's going on
or with us. Pardon me?
If you don't know it, you know, you can't defend yourself from it. That's the problem.
Right. That is so true.
It's a sad deal what we've been handed. It is sad.
Yes.
But,
you know, it just, you know, it's bad when you find out everything that you learned while you were in school and everything else, and, you know, you study hard and, you know, try to do what's right and make decent grades and everything, was a lie.
Right. Right.
So that means all the tests that I didn't do well on, they need to go back and just give me an A on it. Because they didn't know the truth either.
Mm-hmm.
That
just
won't
ran
work
into a
for
video.
Math, because math doesn't change.
I ran into a video called The Alex Jones Deception.
Oh, okay. I like Alex Jones.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do. I like Alex Jones. Now, there's some things that I don't like, but, you know, that just comes with the territory.
Yeah, of course.
You know, with anyone, you know, there's things you like about people, and then there's things that you don't.
Right.
Or that even goes with your own children. Oh, and hello, gunslinger. Oh, shoot.
Why do I hear music? Is that me or you?
No, that was me, unfortunately.
hey, gunslinger, what's happening, man? Yeah, well, I can hear your stuff pretty clear.
Yes.
It's apparently not mine.
That is correct. That is very correct.
Well, we have somebody on the board, but it's a 111 number.
Well, take your chance.
Let's give it a shot.
You had to hit mute real quick.
Oh, yeah. That other one, too.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. How may we help you?
I never press one.
We don't care.
Ron doesn't give you a chance to press one, Beasley.
I want to know who it is. I want to know exactly who is listening to me talk. Even on the air, just on, you know, regular air, I want to know who's listening. Everybody. Hopefully everybody's listening.
Eating tacos.
Eating tacos? Oh, man, they were good tacos.
Tacos.
I had fried chicken tonight. Fried chicken.
I had hamburgers left over from last night.
Yeah. I didn't get some Memorial Day leftovers.
Well, I had a hamburger, not hamburgers.
Well, Beasley, we'll let you back in. Just put your hand up when you're ready.
Thank you.
We've been crunching them tacos. Okay, man.
Yeah.
I'm eating tacos. I haven't had tacos in I don't know how long.
It's been too long for me. I think about 2 weeks. No, not really.
Oh, no. Mine has been a couple of years.
4 days. About 4 days. What? What is wrong with you?
Mine has been a couple of years. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just that I haven't had tacos.
You haven't had a Taco Bell or nothing?
No. Oh, goodness.
Del Taco, Taco.
No.
Why not?
No.
Well, we got another caller on the board.
Kilroy.
I think that's who it is. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing? How's everybody over there?
Hello. Well, it's always a pleasure to hear you.
Oh, glad to be here again. No, we get a circuit now. We're doing Gunslinger, Golf Dogs, me, Gun.
Yeah.
All of us, we're on here. All of us, we're. It works out perfect.
We're going to find another station to go on after mine's over. You know?
Yeah, you know what it's like? It's like being in the big mansion and being able to go from one living room to another one, and everybody just talking and chatting, and it's kind of cool.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Cool, bud. Yeah, I'm on the issue tonight of prison by consent, and actually what I'm talking about is 1871 when the United States became a corporation and how we are under the systematic system that we live under, you know. That's kind of been my topic. You know, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. You know, people don't know it. They don't have a clue of it. You know, they think, well, the president, you know, he's for the people. No, he's not. You know, like I said earlier, the only ones that rule countries are kings and queens, not presidents. They run corporations. So, you know, this is a figure.
Isn't England a corporate? England's not incorporated.
Well, England, I know. I mean, I know their main, the thing that they cling on to the tightest is the Magna Carta. I mean, that where they took control from the king. And from the queen, from the, you know, the royalty. And, yeah, they still have the king, the royal line, so to speak, but not. They don't have anywhere near the control that they had before.
Yeah, because their control is in the Vatican, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm...
No?
No.
I don't know. To tell you the truth, whenever I see Parliament... And I see them screaming at each other. I mean, it's entertaining, but we're not that far off. I mean, but they're not as bad as some of these other countries where, like the Philippines and stuff, where they pick up chairs and throw them at each other. I mean, South America's had some really interesting, out of some of their Senate and government hearings. But Parliament's very interesting, the way that they handle things.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but they get the point across. They get some good arguments going, I'll tell you that.
Yes, but you know what? Kilroy, look. Now, you be a regular person that's in the anywhere, and you get to throwing chairs and doing what they do in their parliament, you know, and just like the Congress when they meet, and you'll be thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you can't get away with it, no.
Man.
Now, prison by consent, you're saying that it was from 18, I'm trying to look it up to find something on it, and I see a lot in Orleans Parish Jail consent decree, but just to read up on this, and what year was this? What put this in effect? 18 what?
1871. That's when America, the United States, went incorporated.
Right.
Okay. Now, what I mean by prison by consent is the whole legal system did a flip over. You know, it's all contract, maritime law. You know, traffic tickets, everything. You're under contract. Your court's mostly contract. You know, how they get jurisdiction on you, how they be able to do what they do to you, and how they can change laws so much.
Okay, this is the Act of 1871.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, it says too few of us know the difference between the United States and America. Too few of us know
right.
There are two separate constitutions.
That's right.
We don't know the difference between being a person and having a person. We are not free, but we can be. First step is to understanding what the wool over our eyes looks like so that way you can remove it. In the 1871 Congress made a few moves that would change. See, I'm not aware of this at all. It's interesting. But this is out of my field. I mean, 1940s, I'm comfortable. 1800s, forget it. I'm not sure what they – I know they had a bunch of swords and they were chasing each other with guns. And
right.
You ever saw the boar on a 45-70 – I can understand why the Indians were so pissed at us. I wouldn't want a chunk of lead that size chasing me down the street either.
Right.
So it was a different world back then.
Well, it's like, you know, the 14th Amendment, you know, talking about freeing the slaves, stuff like that. It turns us all into slaves. And it just changed ownership is all it did. Nobody was ever free. You know, they added everybody, and you were still owned by them, the owners.
Right.
You see, that's what they
think. Now, the one thing they're saying in this one site that I went to, the moderate Confederate, right away mm-hmm. they lose it. If they hadn't started with throwing the racism stuff in there, I would have said, okay, let me take this for real. There's got to be another site. I'm going to look afterwards for another site because they said, this corporation is the mechanism by which the government does business, purchases money from the Jewish Federal Reserve. Okay, here we go. That's tin hat.
Yeah, that's somebody.
Yeah, when they start in with that stuff, it's like, all right, dude.
Yeah,
here we
bullshit.
Go.
Right.
Yeah, yep.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'm not Jewish. You know, I'm Greek, but I don't want to listen to any of that crap. But
racial
it just privatizes
bullshit,
the prisons, privatizes the military.
Yep. Right.
It's pushing it.
Yep. It, no, it is. That's right. That's correct.
Yeah.
Because they're franchised. Military, social services to the federal government, part agriculture, the Federal Forest Service are franchises from the main corporate office, which is the United States Corporation. You got to separate America in two words. You got to separate them. You know, United States separate away from of America. See, of
right.
America. See, I mean, that tells you right there that of, them two word letters there tell you of America. So it separates. The United States on one side, America's on the other. See? When you say you're a United States citizen, that means that the United States Corporation has ownership of you. If you tell somebody you're an American, that means you're an American.
Right.
See, that's the thing. That's the difference. And people, you know, people don't understand that, and that's how they go. Yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen. But, you know, you are what you are. Whichever you call yourself, that's what you're going to be, more or less. You know, I mean, there is another agenda that people understand. You know, you hear the saying, "the land of the home and the free and the brave." That's not true. That's not true at all. You know, in reality, before it used to be, you know, home of the free and the brave. Now it's the owned and the brave. You know, that's what is it? The owned and the brave. But it was the money game. After the Civil War, this country was broke, needed money.
Yeah.
So they made the deal. an incorporated United States. Turns it into a corporation. That's why everything around you is a contract. You know, it's like when I first got into doing research on old topics and stuff like this years ago, something came up to me was the part about gas stations, which I know it sounds crazy, you know, what I'm going to say, but it's actually true. You know why every gas station has the big letters for the price on their place?
Right.
A lot of people, that's advertising, that gets you drawn in, it's a cheaper gas price. It does in a way, but that ain't what it means. It's a term and conditions. The sign means terms and conditions. You know the price, and you know the condition, right? As soon as you start pumping that gas in that car, as soon as you flip that handle up, you just committed to a contract. See? You understood the term and condition. You know, like if a cop pulls you over, he asks you, you know why I stopped you? And you said, well, I was speed limit, automatically
right.
Just entered a contract. See, same thing. So, yeah. But people don't know that. They don't know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, but there's no way to fight it. Even if you have all the facts in your hands, the police, the system, the judges, they twist and interpret the laws, even though they're clear to us, and the laws will make sense to us. We know what's right and wrong, but they'll twist and they'll mutate them. They'll bastardize the laws to fit their agenda that they want that day. Or an overall, they'll twist them the way they want and interpret them.
But how you conduct yourself when you're in front of that type of deal is how you play the game, okay? The thing I learned in playing their game and beating them to it is the simple fact is the one thing you never do is ever say yes to what I understand. Never say that. Never say yes. You say yes. When they say, do you understand what I mean, what I'm saying? And you say yes, you just committed a contract. You just gave them jurisdiction over you.
Yeah.
If you say no, they have nothing. Nothing. They can start. You know? And you'll get mad. The judge will get mad. The bail will get started. You'll be like, they'll kick your ass and all that kind of crazy shit, you know? Yeah.
Then, Ron, I'm starting right now, and I don't understand what you're talking about. Ron, I'm joking with you. Come on now.
Shit.
Come on. I'm joking with you. I'm just trying it out. I figured I'd try it out on you before I do it on the outside. Give me a break.
Jeez.
That's a good one. I don't understand either, Ron.
No, I understand. I truly do not understand. I know what he means. What you're talking about.
I'm going to give you a courtroom etiquette course. Here's what you do. You walk in, but don't go to
I don't understand. What's that mean?
Don't go to etiquette, the courtroom etiquette. I'm giving it to you. I'm going to teach you a course.
What's that
etiquette.
Mean?
Don't
What's
go through the double gates. The swing open. Did you understand me?
No.
See, there you go. Now you're learning.
No, speaking English.
No. When you walk in the courtroom and you see a judge, you're in that dress, you know, you just say, hey, you motherfucker, let me ask you a question. Why are you wearing a dress and you're supposed to be a man?
Well, you forgot there is
women
judges.
All women
there is women judges.
I love Judge Judy. I love her so much. I'm a big fan of Judge Judy's, you know.
Yeah, she's pretty rough. She can get rough.
Have you ever seen her husband? Have you ever seen her husband? He's a judge, too. He was on the panel before. Her judge was. Right, right.
What was the name? What was his name?
On the People's Choice.
Yes.
Wapner?
Was that Wapner?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It wasn't Wapner?
No, wasn't a great hero, guys.
Yeah, I thought that's what his name was.
It's John Stanley. He's kind of a feminine-talking guy. Kind of a, you know, because that's just who wears a pants in that house.
He was a
superior judge over him.
He had something to do with the boxing or the wrestling and stuff, too, where he was over that or something like that.
I forget.
I
don't know.
Let's see. Golf Dog put a link in the chat room for us. Walpress has a blog talk show. Iggy, you didn't tell us about that.
What's that? I'm not in the chat room.
WordPress has a blog talk show.
Okay.
Have you ever read their articles?
They're
very good.
I think I have. Yeah, okay. I read so much, it's hard to remember half the time.
Who is William Cooper?
When they call you for jury duty.
William Cooper is the one who wrote the book. He was an author. What was that book called? Shadow Government, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
Ron, when they call you for jury duty, I mean, how can you actually turn them down by not showing up, but they're going to put you in the system and you're going to be held accountable for not showing up, though?
Right, right.
I mean, but that's part of the playing the game, the rules and everything for where they have the right to call you. Unless you're Madonna. Did you hear how she got out of it in New York City? She was called today. She showed up with a note from the doctor that said she was tired, so they excused her.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I got an excuse from my doctor.
Well, the thing about it is, when called for jury duty, I go in there, and, you know, when they ask you questions, you know, I completely say opposite of what they want to hear. You know, tell me your excuse. Yeah. That was excused. Where's my $5? And my fish sandwich. But no, anyway.
You know something? Yeah, I don't
know. You could be excused if anyone in your family is in law enforcement.
Right.
If you work for an insurance company.
Yeah.
You know what the best excuse is? Here's one that kills all of them.
When
you go in there and you get in there and they start asking you questions, you stand up and say, "I think that sumbitch ought to be hung up." They'll dismiss you right there.
Well, gunslinger, you're going to love what I did. The last time, it was a few years ago. They never called me since. I don't know, just by luck, but I sat there in the box with everybody else waiting my turn for them to, you know, they ask you the questions. And I brought a copy of Shotgun News with me, and I had it open, and I was just reading Shotgun News. And you know how the big advertisements on the back page, I forget what was on it at the time. So I think it was a Kimber 45 or... And they took one look at that. I'm sure everybody looked at it. I made it obvious. And then they asked questions like, are there any relatives of yours that are law enforcement? Do you have any friends? I went, yes. And they said, they came back. They discussed it amongst themselves. They said, okay, you're excused. They let me out of there right away. They didn't want me up there. I mean, walking into the court with Shotgun News, that made it evident. Yeah, you know how I feel.
Well, I don't remember. I never got to that part. If I ever called again and they asked me that question, of course, I ain't registered to vote in years. I don't vote. If they ask me a question, if somebody in my family or do I know somebody in law enforcement or an insurance company, I would say, well, no, I have no criminals in the family or do I know any criminals?
Yeah,
well,
they're just
going to
kick you right out, Ron.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'd walk, what did I do so wrong? I believe in free will.
Yeah, that would have worked.
There's no free will.
Yep.
They don't want you to have free will. You know that.
Oh, I know.
You're not
supposed
to be a free thinker or anything else.
Nope. Yep, it's against their rules. They come up with 80,000 of them a year. 80,000 rules a year come out of there. You know how many laws there are, man? There's no way possible you can exist by even taking care in being legal.
You know my favorite quote regarding that. It was one that Winston Churchill made, and it was something regarding. Jesus Christ, it's late now. I can't think of it verbatim. It was something regarding that if you have too many laws, you end up ending up with people that have contempt for laws in general. Let me see if I can find it. It was a great quote. Let me look that up while you guys are talking.
Gunslinger put in walking and singing, hang 'em high, hang 'em high. And he said that was from Clint Eastwood. Have you heard that before, Ron?
What's that?
Gunslinger put in
yes.
A quote from Clint Eastwood, walking and singing, hang 'em high.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I found it right here.
Okay.
I'm putting it in the chat room. Great quote.
Yeah, I agree. What he put in is, if you have 10,000 regulations, you destroy all respect for the law.
And this
by
is from Winston
Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
And I agree.
Yep.
Can I read you guys some crazy laws that it's really entertaining?
No, like, no, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Oh, Ron, you set yourself up for that now.
That's good. That's a good thing. That's right. You don't understand. That's right.
I don't understand.
Anyway, since you don't understand, I'm going to help you understand. I'm going to educate you in this. Okay, here we go.
I don't understand that.
Okay, well, just it's in all languages, and even in drunkenese and legalese, in both together. Drunken legalese, I call it. All right, in Alabama, do you know it is against the law to flick a booger into the air? You cannot
to
flick
what?
your boogers out of your nose in the air.
Ow,
it's against the law in Alabama.
Burgers.
No, boogers.
Okay.
You dig out your nose.
Yeah.
They had a serious
Alabama
problem with boogers back in the old days.
Yeah, they must have been insane. You know, now here's one for Florida, okay? Now listen here. If you tie your elephant to a parking meter, you need to pay for the parking, all right? You can tie your elephant up to it, all right?
Your elephant?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's one, Arizona. It's against law to have more than 6 dildos in your house.
Alrighty then.
Okay, here's one for California. No vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles an hour.
Okay. They may have to change that. Yeah,
no vehicle without a driver. Yeah, I said you started. But these are actual laws.
Remember the movie Kit? It could drive itself?
Uh-huh.
Well?
But it's okay at 59 miles an hour, but not at 60, so there you go.
Would a plane be considered a vehicle? Would a plane be considered a form of a vehicle? Or?
I imagine it would be.
You would think so.
Because if that's the case, that means that drones are still illegal. If that law is on the books, drones are illegal in that state.
You're right.
Yep.
But you know they'll change it to fix that.
Right. Oh, yeah, they'll interpret that. Right. Well, we didn't mean that. That was an unintended consequence. We'll fix that.
Yeah. And the drone wasn't big enough to carry passengers.
In the state of Iowa, a one-armed piano player has to play for free. One-armed piano players have to play for free.
Somebody didn't want competition.
For lessons. You can't charge them for lessons.
Yep.
Okay. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
God. I hate looking at these things. I do it every once it's going. This is Georgia. Georgia's a fun state. You know it is. I think Georgia, you know. Anyway, this one's funny to me. No one can have an ice cream cone in their back pocket on Sundays. It's against the law.
Okay.
And this is real shit. This is real. I mean, I don't know.
I've seen some of the crazy laws that they're outdated, but they're still on the books. They were never taken off the books.
Right. Now, Nebraska, here's a good one in Nebraska. This makes no sense to me. I had to completely talk about this law. But in Nebraska, it's illegal to go whale fishing.
Oh, I can see where that would be a problem.
That would be an issue,
Where would you go fishing wells in Nebraska? What the hell? Yeah, that's all sense, man. Yeah, and here's New Jersey. Let's see here. This one here. You cannot wear a bulletproof vest while committing a murder. So,
okay.
That.
Well, that means the cops are being illegal.
Well, yeah.
Well,
I mean, they want to make it easier for the cops to shoot them.
But also
right,
look at the cops
right,
that shoot people.
But can you imagine you are charged with wearing a bulletproof vest because if you shot somebody. You know, now once that was, well, oh, God.
So I guess
you're
if you shoot them without a bulletproof vest, then you're okay, huh? Then you didn't break the law.
Right.
Well, in South Carolina, this is another good one. In South Carolina, which is a fun state, you know, I like South Carolina, real pretty place. You have to be 18 years old to operate a pinball machine.
So there you go. Oh, my.
Can't
and that's
play
still
pinball
on the books.
If you're 18 years old.
You know why? I bet you it goes back to gaming devices. Some
probably.
Of the old-timers considered pinball machines games of chance that they were for. That's why still on today,
yeah.
You'll see pinball machines that will say for amusement only.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's a good one from the folks of Washington. It is a felony. It is a felony to harass Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or other undiscovered species.
Oh,
it's
my. Well, Ron, I'm sorry for telling you I didn't understand.
Okay. In Wyoming.
I'm sorry.
Here's one. In Wyoming, you know, that's a death state, too. But in Wyoming, you may not take pictures of rabbits from January to April without a permit.
Huh?
You can't take pictures of rabbits from January to April without a permit.
What's it going to do, blind them or something?
What are they doing, breeding at that time or something? Or what? I thought they did it all the time. What, how could that?
Well, I don't know. But you have
to admit,
during January and April, I guess they changed to a beautiful color. It's very Kodak ready.
I'm here to get my permit. I want to take some pictures of me, some rabbits, while they're doing whatever rabbits do. How do you even do that?
Rabbit porn.
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
What? You know what? No. I told my wife I'm tempted to run for office just on the platform where I'm going to promise to remove laws. Take laws out.
Yeah.
We need a politician for once that'll go in and say,
you know what,
I'm not going to write any laws. I'm going to remove them.
Yeah.
Right. Well, my first X-rated rabbit flick will be Peter Cottontail chases Fuzzy Bunny through the woods.
Oh, my.
Well,
Mississippi,
you know,
Mississippi, that's a fun state, too. now, this makes a little sense to me. It is illegal to teach others about polygamy. Ain't that something?
Okay.
But I think that should be in... Polygamy should be taught in kindergarten or preschool, it should be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's another one.
Is that one of the states that practices that?
Yeah, Utah.
I know Idaho.
I think it was Utah.
Utah's the one.
The Mormon state.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this here.
But then again, Dearborn, Michigan, I think they have it too.
Oh, really?
Anyway, it's illegal to teach polygamy, so it's technically we're violating this law by making this video.
Oh, Gunslinger said midget rabbit porn.
Look, I don't care what you call it, as long as, because we got D-Day's coming up, the anniversary, you know, June 6th, as long as you don't name the porn movie Saving Ryan's Privates, just don't do that. That'll be a bad thing. You have to think up a different name.
Porn on June the 6th. That's
Pardon
my
me?
Daddy's birthday. Nothing named porn on June the 6th. That's my daddy's birthday.
No, that's it. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Nope.
50 strange U.S. state laws. America may be the land of the free, but these strange laws are around for some reason. Okay. Wow.
Did you see the one on naming your children?
I believe Massachusetts still has a whole bunch of laws that are in place from back in the old days with the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
There are still witch laws. I remember reading something about that are on the books in Massachusetts that they never removed.
I know that there was some. I don't know which states they were. But
nuts, but
one was you couldn't do laundry, hang laundry outside on a clothesline on a Sunday.
Considered animal cruelty, it's illegal to have a wrestling match with a bear in Alabama.
Okay. I'd like to know who the crazy folks are that want to go out and wrestle a bear.
It's illegal in Alaska. I think that Palin, well, was she hunting moose?
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
But
I know
but
she
Alaska,
hunts for something.
In Alaska, it's illegal to look at a moose from a plane.
Okay. So the plane's not up in the
so
air.
When you land, you're gonna. I can see the rangers now. Excuse me, you're under arrest. You were watching that moose, dude. We saw you. I had binoculars. We saw you watching that moose. You're all under arrest.
Yeah
well, now they got the satellite towers. So they call them on satellite
here's one,
looking.
Here's one that makes kind of sense. Looks really good, even though they say it's a retarded law. This is Arizona. You can face legal trouble for denying anyone water, even if they can't afford it. What the fuck afford it? But it's illegal. If you somebody asks for a glass of water, you got to give it to them. If they can't afford it, I don't get it. I mean, I could see that.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe you know
but
people that don't want their water bill to go up. That
right.
One glass of water,
yeah.
You know, their water bill.
Yeah, come on, man. In Arkansas, alligators are not to be kept in a bathtub. That's it. Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
So
that's
that.
A smart one. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Here comes one for California. California. To prevent the spread of STDs, bathhouses are illegal in California.
Well, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they finished Duke Law. Let's see.
Well, what do they have for Missouri?
Well, hang on. I ain't got to Missouri yet. I'm looking.
Oh, okay.
But in California, which is a crazy state anyway, California. Come on, man. Give me so slow, dude. Okay. But in this California. Okay, Colorado. In Colorado, if you get... it is illegal for you to ride a horse while you're under the influence. So riding a horse.
Illegal
to
ride a horse?
You are. Yep.
That makes sense.
You are.
I understand that.
Yeah. Connecticut. Connecticut has. One of us. You can get, in Connecticut, you can get arrested for discharging a firearm in public. Imagine that.
So let me ask you. Does that
Delaware,
apply to
all right, 1787, December 7th, 1787. Oh, that's when the state was founded. Okay, I'm sorry.
Delaware's perfect. You know that. Ed
in Delaware.
Biden, there's no problems in Delaware.
Yeah, right.
I know.
It just sounded good.
They're real strict. Delaware's got a bunch of Mormons. No, I'm just kidding. It is illegal for an R-rated film to be seen at a drive-in. Well, no, probably no driving in Delaware, is there?
No, not anymore.
Yeah. No, there ain't around here anymore either. I think there's one somewhere in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is a real important one here. In Florida. Illegal.
Done with Delaware.
It is illegal to a pregnant sow pig confined in a cage. It's illegal.
Well,
so
that's
good. If the pig's
good.
Pregnant, can't be in there. Okay,
well,
Georgia.
That's good.
I wish we
in
knew the
Georgia,
base. Of...
You get arrested for having sex toys in Georgia.
Okay.
They only have like
that's
six dildos
too.
In your house. Here's Hawaii. Billboards are illegal in Hawaii. I never knew that. Protect the natural beauty of the state. Billboards are illegal in the state of Hawaii. I did not know that.
Okay, I don't know what I don't know what the purpose of them for, but okay.
Well, the billboards are advertising, you know. Let's see, Idaho. You're not allowed to go fishing while on a camel in Idaho.
How many camels and elephants do we just have roaming? You know, the people
are
taking care of.
You must have at least $1 before you get arrested for vagrancy in Illinois.
I can believe that. Still, no, they're locked up anyway, but you must have at least $1 on you to avoid getting arrested for vagrancy.
Well, that's basically everywhere now, isn't it? You have
I don't know.
Some kind of currency on you and not just be laying around. Of course, they don't want anybody to feed you either now.
Milk and soft drinks are not allowed to be sold in liquor stores in Indiana.
No soft drinks?
Yeah. No milk or soft drinks.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're passing. I'll tell you, I was up in Massachusetts. I went to buy a pack of cigarettes in Walgreens, and they wouldn't sell it to me.
I don't know. You have to have your ID. They don't care.
No, no, nope. They're making it illegal in Massachusetts for pharmacies, any place that sells medicine, to also sell cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
little
like
by
that.
Little, they're making laws for the laws. If you got Bloomberg who wants to stop all the big gulps, you know, Bloomberg also tried pushing another law that any government-owned housing in New York City, it'll be illegal for you to smoke in your own apartment. That didn't take off.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yep.
I know now they have said that at Walgreens here that they have to card you no matter what age you are. And I said, okay, now I have gray in my hair.
Yep.
But you can't tell that I'm over 18. Pumpkin asked, is the U.S. going back to Libya? I have seen today on the news, not on the news, it broke in, and Obama was given a speech, and he has said that by the end of the year, there will only be 9,800 troops left in Afghanistan. The rest he's bringing back.
Don't you remember him saying he was pulling everybody out? How many times did we hear him say, I'm pulling everybody out? But now reality's kicking in, and he kept his mouth shut for a long time. You haven't heard him say that he's pulling anyone out for a long time, at least a year. Now he let it calm down, and the reality is that you're not going to be able to pull them all out. Just like in Iraq, we still have people over there, but you don't hear about it. The media doesn't say a word about it. We still have a lot of people over there.
They're supposed to be there for the embassies, aren't they?
No, they've also got security forces. That green zone has still got a lot of there are a lot of people over there. And we got, I think somebody was telling me we got special forces units that are still over there. And, you know, it's not going to be done. It's not as easy as they all think it is. And I don't know. The closest these guys ever had to using anything with military tactics was probably some of the video games they played when they were young. They don't have
a
clue.
Course. Home training course. The home training course.
Okay, Pumpkin made a statement and a question. So the statement is, it seems like we're sending a military ship to get Americans out of Libya. I'm assuming that's if needed or in need. And the question is, how many times have we heard from Obama that Gitmo was going to be closed?
And now the reality is, how many times have you heard people that were released in humanitarian interest, it's only right that we let them free, and then they go and they pull another horror show and kill other people?
Yeah.
How many times has that happened? So I'll tell you what, good thing I'm not the president, because you know what I do at Gitmo?
If you were president, you would execute people
I would,
that haven't
been, not saying, I'll tell you what, I think...
That have never been convicted of a crime?
I'll tell you what, I'd want them all looked into in depth, and if you have any evidence on them, they're not going to be released. If you have evidence and background, they're not going to be released.
I'll tell you, the biggest mistake any of the Americans make over here,
don't judge it. Don't make the mistake that all Americans do by judging it.
Don't judge it by
the way you live your life over here. Don't do that. That's the worst mistake. That would be like judging history based on how you live today. You can't. The people that we're dealing with over there, the fanatics that we're dealing over with, there is only one way to deal with them, only one thing they understand, and that's power. That's power and force. You can't deal with them and sit down at a table. They're going to give you all the bullshit, and then they're going to be released, and I'll tell you what, they're going to be the next horror show that they pull. Then what are you going to say? I'm sorry? I shouldn't have released him?
Are you finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
So due process, rule of law, being charged with the crime.
What due process?
Habeas corpus.
That, are they American citizens?
I didn't interrupt you. I tried not to interrupt
America.
You. But let me ask you a question. So you're in favor of the United States government holding people indefinitely without charging them with the crime?
These people were captured
just
under a military.
Question,
it was a military operation that captured them.
Why
it was a military operation that captured them.
Why can't you just answer the question?
No, I'm answering it. If it was a military operation that captured them, then they should be held under military law, not under civilian law that applies to us here in this country.
So if the United States government were to come arrest you and put you in a secret prison somewhere.
Oh, no, I'm a civilian. I have nothing to do with it. I'm a civilian.
And so were a lot of the people that were picked up.
Were they in a military?
See,
were they acting as insurgents?
We have something here in America, okay, called due process.
This is why we have a problem.
Right.
This is why we have a problem.
Well,
the problem,
I think, is people like you that don't understand the Constitution.
The problem is people like you
that
are not strong
enough. And the
protections that
are provided in the Constitution and really don't have any moral authority.
The Constitution doesn't apply to these people. They have not. The Constitution has nothing to do with these people that are insurgents.
So the United States is right in going wherever they want to and just arresting.
Anyone that's – I'll tell you what, then the other side of that coin is – leave them all alone. Let's close the borders and let's just sit here and make believe that nothing's going to happen. Let the camps pop up. Let them train more fanatics and come over here and pull a horror show. And then, are you going to be the next one that comments on it? They come across the borders from Canada, from Mexico, and everything else. We have to deal with them. I'll tell you what. There's either a shitstorm and you deal with them over there, or you're going to deal with them over the streets over here.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
You doing overtime?
I don't know. Should I?
Well, it's up to you. We have 15 minutes.
I let the majority vote. Ask me a majority vote. All in favor? Oh, nobody's in favor.
I'm in favor.
Yeah, all right. We're going to overtime then.
Okay.
Got to calm down.
The
call-in
number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And Iggy's mom had put in yes, enemy combat, so I'm sorry, I don't know. There are less than 200 left in Gitmo. The rest have been released. And she also said she believes around 145 is the last number I heard, and they are hardcore
jihadis.
Jihadis, thank you.
Right, no problem.
And Pumpkin asked, do you know that 100%? Okay, that was Pumpkin asking Iggy a question.
Well, the point that, you know, Mike's trying to take, it's immediately not catching on to, is the point of it is they're not American people. They were arrested by the military. They're in a foreign country. So they're being dealt with in a different way. They don't have a constitution like we have here. They're not here. Now, if they were here, that's why they didn't bring them here. Because if they did bring them here, they wouldn't have to be treated in a constitutional right way.
Exactly.
But they have to be, due process. They have to have it. But that's why they never brought them here. They left them in Cuba. Because Cuba don't give a shit. You know? So that's the deal on that. But that explains that, what he's trying to say.
You can't apply the same rules that we live over here. And also, everybody keeps thinking, let's be nice. And that attitude and everything has got us in this country. What we've lost an edge. That attitude has brought us to this point where you've got people like that kid that just murdered all those people. If the psychiatrist had turned that kid in and locked that kid up, 1950s, that kid would have been in jail. He would have been in an insane asylum instead of going to college. But we've become very mellow and comfortable and everything else. I'll tell you what, the cost of that comfort, it's not worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's time to strengthen up, do what's right.
That's
This stuff about applying the Constitution to these. Now, one thing, who was it that was talking to me about that? Was that Pumpkin that was asking me about that?
Pumpkin was making statements in the chat room.
Okay, then who was it that was asking me about the Constitution if I didn't think that it should apply, and the problem was people like me? Who mentioned that?
Was that a gentleman speaking to you?
Yes.
Okay, that was Beasley.
Beasley.
Is Beasley still here, Ron?
Yeah.
Beasley.
He's running. There we go.
Of 500 years of British imperialism coming back to your shores. When all of the people of the British Empire raped, pillaged, maimed, and abused, Britain deserves whatever it has coming.
Okay.
Sure. Hey, Beasley, you know something? I've got a restaurant, and right after 9/11, it was 2 days after 9/11, I had an Arab that owns a gas station down the street from me, and I had about 6 or 8 customers in there, and this guy up at the counter, you know what he said? It's a shame all these people left, died. It's very, very bad. But you have to admit that you Americans deserved it. You have lived too easily for too many years, and you deserved what you got because now you can taste the pain that we know in the Middle East.
Hold on a second.
Do you know
so
that I was afraid they were going to kill this guy.
This guy's a fascist. This guy's a lunatic.
This is what this guy said.
So hold on a second. Because one person that we should have no
law. No, I just get the tag end of what you just said about something that England deserves everything they had.
What kind of argument is that?
I heard the tag end of what you just said about England deserves everything he had.
England
does deserve
it. Look at
the
history of England. Look at everywhere that they went and colonialized and abused people.
So you know what? Should we pay the price for that all the way back? I'll tell you
absolutely.
What, let's go even further back.
Absolutely.
1066,
absolutely.
I'll
Look
tell you
the
what,
crimes
the Battle of
Hastings.
I think that we should pay the price and that British should pay for what happened in the Battle
Look
of Hastings
the
in 1066.
England. Are you denying?
Let's go back. Let's try everybody. I think Neanderthals.
The colonialism of China,
let's go
of
back
India,
to the Neanderthal period.
Of
I think,
their,
you know what? What happened when they started learning how to make tools and everything else, there were crimes that were committed. By George, I think that someone should pay for that.
Well, you don't believe that because England hasn't paid for any of the crimes it's committed.
All right.
You need
to figure out and be realistic. I tell you what, honestly.
You need to be realistic.
Yeah, you know what you have to do?
You
have to get a ticket. You got to get a ticket to go to Kabul.
And never charge you with a crime and stick you in some secret prison.
You have to get.
I bet you'd be singing a different song then.
Get a ticket to go to Kabul. And I want you to go as a tourist and spend like 2-3 weeks in Kabul.
Why don't you go? British has
no,
been everywhere
I don't have to do. You know what? I
colonialized and robbed and pillaged and stolen from every single country that you've been in. No.
So
you
I think
deny
so.
That.
You know what? Then
and
everybody
now,
deserves.
And
then everyone deserves to die. Should we all
England
be?
England has never played fair.
Should Muslim the
never
Muslim
played.
Religion? Should it be a national religion? Should
but
we? Should
we
adopt Islam? Then is that what you're saying?
This country was founded. One of the principles this country was founded on was freedom of religion.
Oh,
if you would arrest every single person that wasn't in the religion you agree with, then you probably don't even go to church. You're probably an alcoholic like the rest of the British.
I don't know where you're going with this. You got me completely lost. You're all over the place.
That's right. I mean, of course you'd be lost.
You're lost. I mean, you're all over the place. You're drifting everywhere. I'm talking about Gitmo. I'm talking about the terrorists that were captured by our soldiers, brought in there, locked up, interrogated, and kept for good reason. And for some
reason that they might commit a crime? They haven't been charged with any crime. What's wrong
with
you?
They've released them in the past, and they have committed crimes.
That's exactly why America broke away from you idiots in England, is to have some rules and some regulations. Not
you idiots
in
England. I'm not in England. I'm here in the U.S. I'm an American. What are you talking about by
you
people in England?
You are not an American.
Excuse me.
No, you're really not. America stand up for American principles. And American principles are following the rule of law. You're violating the rule of law.
Some
fear that you have. And I'm incensed behind it.
Oh,
you're
really?
You're absolutely wrong. You're not
wait
an American.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Excuse me that you guys can let this guy talk like this. Okay. Now, if everyone could give me a second, please. We have 7 minutes left. If you would like to continue to listen to the show or to be a part of it, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And, gentlemen, I will let you both back on. I ask that you do not talk over each other, nor do you do any name-calling. Thank you. Okay.
I didn't even call to talk about this. I called to talk about the show. I mean, it's a good thing you guys have me to come in and spruce this show up, because it was really bad for a minute. You guys are talking about dildos, archaic state laws, boogers, you know, subpar X-rated movie jokes.
We were talking about laws. We were talking about laws that were on the book.
Just giving you my honest opinion as a listener.
Okay, well, thank you.
And
I'm
lacking
pertinent
information, humor, viable content. I'm available. I'm available on contract work to help
well,
you
tell,
your show and get
you
some
have
interest
to talk
over
to Ron
here.
About
because
that.
You guys are really lacking personality.
Okay, well, again, Ron shall be back in a moment, and you're free to talk to him about that. Okay? You know, the show is named Ron Reck. It's not named Antoinette. So you have to clear all of that through him. Okay? Baby,
man, I can't
okay.
take a piss around here no more. What the hell's wrong with you all? Y'all lost
okay,
your mind?
Well, Beasley's not happy with the way how I'm doing the show. So
I'm not unhappy. I'm
he's complaining.
Making
so
I'm just making some comments
I'm
as,
just
as a listener.
Beasley, I'm directing you to the person, to the man in charge, to the man who's the show is named after is his show. So I'm directing
you
to him.
You know who Beasley reminds me of? Really, I
look, don't make this
facts.
About me.
You're,
this is
you're,
not
you're
about
just
me.
Like all facts,
and right, and I yeah, right. I'm smarter than you. All facts, Antoinette, this anti-American guy that wants to arrest people and hold them indefinitely without charging.
Anti-American. Anti-American.
Oh my God, that is so un-American.
I do.
You have
that
you
is
have no
so
idea
un-American
who you're
that you just make up these rules and just forget about the whole Constitution. But you are a dangerous person.
How does the Constitution apply to these people they have prisoner over there that they captured in combat?
You know something?
But,
there's
how
right
how
there's
explain
wrong.
To me.
And if
explain
you want
to
insist
them.
On holding people indefinitely without charging of a crime and want to make it light because, right because of your fears that you've been influenced by,
how does it? How does it? How does it apply?
Think
to
that's
me?
Right. I just disagree with you. Thank
okay,
God
then you don't have to start with the insult.
Disagree with you.
There's no reason to start
if
with the insult. But give me facts to defend
wrong,
your position.
Lock them up.
Give me
right,
facts
so
to defend your position.
So we're
going to
start arresting people and holding them indefinitely because they
yes,
may commit a crime.
Right.
What
that's
kind
right.
of ridiculous
it,
shit is that?
That needs to be done.
What kind of crazy shit is that? And this guy, this guy calls himself an American. That has nothing to do with American. Nothing.
Excuse me, Pump. Beasley, Iggy's mom said only American citizens are covered under the U.S. Constitution.
He doesn't want to hear that.
No, they lock them up, too. Lock them Americans up, too. Lock
yeah,
them all
you know
up.
If you guys want to make wrong right with any other with any kind of excuse and you want to arrest people and hold them indefinitely because they may commit a crime, unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And you guys call yourself American.
And Beasley,
yeah.
go to the chat room, Beasley.
Many
do me a favor, go to the chat room.
I'm not going to any chat room.
Go to the chat room, Beasley.
Beasley
you're not giving me facts. You're busy screaming.
Beasley,
you're screaming and talking over me. You don't want facts. I'm giving you facts. I just posted the link.
You already exposed yourself.
No, I exposed nothing. I'm telling you, I'm backing up why I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm
no,
backing it up.
No, because you're a fascist. Because you're a fascist.
And you're insulting me. You're calling me a fascist. Maybe I'm more of American than you are.
No,
maybe
you're not.
The one that's,
you're
the one that's
like
willing
that.
To let them loose. So in World War II, would you say the SS men that were captured
hold
after the
on
war,
a second.
That they shouldn't have been captured?
The damn subject of Gitmo, now you're bringing in World War II?
Well,
will
tell me something.
Let's take it.
You started going back to,
yeah,
I mentioned 1066 and the Battle of Hastings, and you were agreeing when they saying, yes, the British should be paying for their colonial acts all the way back to, I mean, you were the one that started going back that far. I only went back into the 40s
you were
a few years.
I thought you were a Brit because Americans don't talk like you.
I'm not a Brit. I mean,
like
listen to you because you don't know, you didn't think at all. It wasn't you thought I was a Brit. You didn't think at all. Five letters, T-H-I-N-K. Think. Don't think based on how you live your life here. What's going on in the Middle East is a whole different world. Different rules.
Is there such thing as an English Greek?
As what?
There Greeks in England?
Oh,
Greek
yeah, there
people
are.
In England? Okay, why am I getting background noise, kids?
America conceived to be
oh, you're doing it. Oh,
to
okay.
the world. Freedom is rising. We the people.
I didn't think he took his medication.
All power must come from the people. A government for the people, by the people, shall not perish from this earth. This nation will endure as it has endured.
Okay. 60 seconds to call in now. We'll be going to overtime. So call in now. Operators are standing by.
Because I make a passionate argument that's founded in principle, you're saying I need my medication, Ron. Why would you make an attack like that?
Because you're going to stand in
the All right.
A nation where the people rule.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Is this like Christmas time?
It's Christmas in May.
It's hot as balls out there.
I don't know.
And if you're proud to be American, let the world know. Come and sing along with me. Oh,
that's given me a patriotic erection.
I don't know. I guess that's on my board, and I don't see it. Hey, God bless America. Somebody
you don't see what on your board?
That song.
Well, I have become the star of the black community on BTR.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Well, I got to give credit. I got to give credit to Beasley, too. Beasley's a bit of a star.
Really?
They're mad at him, I think, more than me.
Who, Beasley?
But I have become the shining white Jewish star.
Well, his mic's open, so...
Talk Real Solutions. It's amazing. And I found out that I have a small dick.
You do?
Who said that? Beasley?
No, Beasley didn't say that. Some cunt by the name of Ocean said that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You need to know what you're doing.
There's nobody to talk. What's that?
Doing the tape thing. You're doing the tape thing. Had a lot of opinions to express. I have to move on and go to somewhere where they have a live audience.
We like dead audience here. We don't get too excited. We're old and slow.
Hey, I found out that all facts is smart.
Yes, that's what I hear. He's got all the facts in his mind.
Well, it's not just that. He's just a smart guy.
I put up some links. I put up one that shows 28% of all the people that we've captured over at Guantanamo, when we release them, they end up turning back to terrorism.
Who's we? You haven't captured anybody.
The U.S. government. I'm saying collectively, speaking as
you're
far
not
as America.
You're the U.S. government. Come on now.
Did I say I was the U.S. government?
No,
see, we
you're
as
just,
far as
you're
an American.
You're
the American
just a fascist
forces.
That sits on the sidelines.
Fascist, nothing. You
you're
don't even know.
You're just a fascist that sits on the sidelines that denies people's rights because they may commit a crime. And you call yourself an American. You're
what
a joke.
Coward you are. Do you have any idea?
I'm a coward.
You're a coward.
You're in
you know?
Favor of putting people in prison under deplorable conditions and denying them all their human rights because they may commit a crime. And you actually think that you're right, you're going to call yourself an American.
I call foul on you, sir. I hear they get better health care than the VA.
Yeah, I call foul on you.
Beasley, I mean, you know something? The Constitution doesn't apply to these people. Why do you think these people deserve to be treated like Americans? Why do you, Beasley, why are you speaking over
second.
Me? Do you want me
wait
to
wait
know
a second
it?
Now. Hold on a minute.
You
if,
are not American.
If they're on American soil, the Constitution does apply.
These are not American citizens. They're not on American soil.
No. You
it's a sense of right and wrong.
If
a sense of right and wrong.
American
you don't arrest
soil.
People and don't give them due process
if
and hold them indefinitely.
On American
I don't know
soil,
what it takes to get through to your skull.